The Lord is good.
I said the Lord is good. Today, I'm going to, well, the prayer we're going to pray is that I'm going to lead, I'm going to bless the people of God. That's what I want to do. And let me caption the message, short message I'm going to preach before, or as part of the prayer, I'm going to exhort a bit, and then from there, we'll go into praying. I've titled today's meditations what I call the blessing of the blessed man. Amen? What do I call it? The blessing of the blessed man. All right. Now, let me just read a portion of the scriptures to start our prayer today. If you have your Bibles, quickly open to the book of Numbers. I want to explain a principle. Then after that, you'll now see what I'm trying to do. Numbers chapter 6. I'll be reading from verse 22. Now, this was a commandment the Lord gave to Aaron and his sons through the mouth of Moses. He said, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. This is how you will bless them. You will say to them. He said, you shall say to them. Notice the word, you shall say to them. You shall not fight with them. You understand what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to pour oil upon them. It is not just those things that you do. It's not the laying on of hands that's important, but it's what you say to them. He said, you shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. In 26, the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. He says, so they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel. I then will bless them. Now let's look at three layers of blessings here. He said, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them. I want to note that there are two layers of blessings there. One, Aaron and his sons are going to bless the people by saying to them. But I want you to understand something. They are not going to bless just anybody. They have to bless a group of people. And those are who? The sons of Israel. Now, so the first blessing actually is that you are a son of the covenant. That's the first blessing. Then Aaron and his sons, the priests in Israel, will now pronounce blessings upon them because they already have a blessedness inside them. What they're actually doing is activating the blessing that's inside them already. It is not Aaron and his sons that are producing blessings. It's a covenant they have with God that's producing the blessing. I hope you're probably saying, all right? It's a covenant they have. But then sometimes you need to cause those things that are deposited inside people by virtue of their relationship with God to be released. Then you will say to them, you know, I was sharing something with Yinka this evening, and I said, and this really happened today. Can you believe it? It happened today. I just entered the bathroom. I think I went to go and brush or something. Then suddenly I realized that Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. And, you know, revelation, instantly, I just had understanding. The way we think about it is as if Jesus said, if you believe that this flower here is going to grow and become a roko tree, be it unto you according to your faith. That's the way we look at it. If you believe that you will sit down around, all right, and do nothing, and then prosperity and abundance will just be raining on your head as you're walking on the road, then it happened to you. I thought about it. I said, no, that was not what Jesus said. It just hit me this morning that no, he couldn't have said that. And that actually what happens is this. Every belief pattern, every manner of thinking, every way you set your heart in life has a natural recompense of reward that God has tied to it. So Jesus said, be it unto you according to the pattern that you have chosen. What am I saying? If that person has said, be it unto me according to my faith, and say, I'm going to touch the hem of Herod's garment and I will be blessed in the days of Jesus, would they have been healed? It's not just about saying that, I'm going to go and look, according to my faith, I will touch Herod. Herod was not carrying any anointing. If you like, believe from now till thy kingdom come, you ain't getting anything out of Herod's garment. That's the reason I'm saying this. I was just sharing with you. It was today. It just struck me that a man who goes around and says that, yes, I believe in abundant prosperity, and I just say, according to your faith, I said, because of that, I ain't going to do anything. I'm going to bless anybody. I'm just going to walk around. God said, that pattern produces poverty, be it unto him according to his thinking pattern. You know, something led to it. I can't give you the gist now. I'll give you a bit of the gist. I said, there are people who say that, hey, when you just give 10 cars at a go as an offering, the next day, abundance will suddenly pour. You can't believe it into prosperity because it is a lie. Be it unto you according to your faith. You have chosen a wrong thinking pattern. Poverty is waiting up front. See, that's why Jesus said, be careful how you pull your ears to listen. You don't just go around and drink nonsense and expect prosperity or blessings to come because you are acting upon a lie. Listen, it's important you hear the truth. You can't sit in the midst of deception and think this is my faith. It will be unto me according to my faith. I said, Jesus couldn't have meant that if you lie, believe that Herod is the son of God, then he will become the son of God to you. Jesus said, say to that fox, Herod was a fox as far as Jesus was concerned. He did not carry any healing anointing. This is why I'm saying this. A lot of us put a lot of faith in the blessing of a man of God. People will break every law of God to get a man of God's blessing, anointing. The first thing I want to point out there is that the blessing that is coming from the mouth of the priest must meet a blessed man before God will now bless them. That's the third level. That is, what God was saying is that when you invoke my name like that, what happens is that I will now release my power into their everyday living. Why? Because they are sons of Israel, sons of the covenant. And the priest of God has activated those blessings by saying to them, the Lord bless you. Are you getting my point? He has said to them, may the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. May the Lord give you peace. So when I hear that, all right, what happens that they will hear it. As it enters into them, it activates the blessing that is already inside there because they are sons of the covenant. Then, outwardly, I begin to pour blessing in their footpaths. Are you getting my point? It's very crucial. No man of God can bless a man who's cursed. Listen, just like Balaam could not curse people who were blessed, no man can bless a man that is cursed. If he lies, let him pray from now till tomorrow. I told you a story that was in front of your mind, told some time ago, about a woman, a very rich woman. She liked to hang around men of God. It's very common. I found that people whose ways are not straight, they often like it. They like it. What's happening is that the people think that that's a shortcut to God's blessing. This woman will spend money, organize prayer meeting in her house. And you know, men of God, now, a lot, you know, there are different kinds of prophets. A lot are very cheap. Most of the ones you see around it, they are very cheap. They prophesy lies when you give them money. And let me tell you something. Don't think they wake up in the morning and say, yes, today, I'm going to go and tell a lie so I can get money. No, once you love money, the spirit of lying enters your mouth. Go and, no, really, that's the way it is. Go and see what happened when Ahab and, Jehoshaphat sat down. They decided whether they should go to battle or not. They say a lying spirit departed from the presence of God and entered into the mouth of the prophets. The prophets thought they were prophesying because they could feel the anointing. Did you know that? The spirit was in their mouth, so they knew something was controlling, so they thought they were prophesying. So, of course, I've been in places like that before. Once you don't cook rice, put plenty of meat, put plenty of, you know, sweet around it, they will fast in the morning and break the fast at night. Oh my God, they are anointing the heavy, if you know what I mean. I've seen it. The pastors become blind. They become stupid, like the Bible says. They can't discern anymore. You see a man, a woman whose ways are not straight. You can't tell the truth. Suddenly you start prophesying against the enemies. All the enemies that have gathered against you, hear ye the word of the Lord. They are about to scatter. They are about to scatter. They are about to scatter. And, amen. Amen. God said, look, pray from now till tomorrow. He said, destruction is determined. overflowing with righteousness. There's nothing that's going to change it. What am I going to explain? This fellow in question, from the story ahead, the few days, prophecy, all-night prayer, anointing. 2 days later, her son took a knife and stabbed her like 30 times and killed her. The prophet did not see it 2 days before. Those who knew the story said that, look, this, what is summary? This is not a blessed person. Do you get my point? You cannot prophesy blessing upon the life of somebody who is not repentant. You can't prophesy blessing upon the life of somebody who has rejected the word of God. You cannot prophesy blessing just because he brought an offering. You can't. Let's not talk about pastors. Let's talk about those who want the blessing. That's what the message is. That's not the sign I'm focusing on, but I just want to understand something. Before people go out to go and look and beg for blessing, they should make sure that first of all, they are what? Blessed people. Are you getting my point? Listen, after look, you are your own number one prophet. Too. You get my point? You are your own number one priest. The blessing that will be activated by the words of a man of God must first be inside you. He can't produce it if it was not there. So Aaron and his children could not go to the sons of Ammon and say, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep thee. They couldn't. They couldn't go to the sons of Canaan and say, the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. No. They couldn't go to the sons of Moab and say, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. From where? Which peace? They couldn't do that. They had to focus their blessings upon the sons of Israel who had approached unto them. Go and check it, usually in the temple. It's not in their homes. They had come with God's sacrifices. They had come with God's, obedience to God's ordinances. And they encountered the priest. All right? As part of the obedience, all right, to the God's covenant, the man begins to pour forth a blessing. Please, I hope you've gotten that point. And you see the kind of people I want to bless this evening. All right, let's continue. And that scripture, okay, and that point I need to make. So you see, a prophet, blessing, when it comes forth like that, it's just a point of release. Or like I always say, it's a principle of resonance. When the physics, those of you who know physics, resonance. When the frequency of the words coming forth jams the correct identical frequency of the blessing inside the heart, the two of them unite and the amplitude suddenly bursts forth outside, all right? As manifestation of divine blessings. Are you getting my point? That's the way it works, all right? Okay. So let me quickly explain something. Who is it that I want to talk about this evening? Who are the people I want to bring forth the word of God upon? And those are the people that are blessed. Let me first say something. You've heard it said that the blessing of God, it makes rich, not they. The blessing of God makes rich and doesn't add any sorrow with it. Now, I want to explain something. If you've read my book, funny enough, I think a few copies showed up recently. The Blessing. It's one of the first books we released. Was it among the ones you found? We found some books, a lot of Here on Purpose and The Law of Life, just showed up recently. Anyway, maybe The Blessing is not there. But if you don't have a physical copy, I'll reprint The Blessing very shortly. All right. But if you don't have a physical copy, you can just download it. All right, on the internet or borrow somebody's own and read. Please, I like the book, The Blessing. I explained what I want to say here in that book. Now, first, there is just one thing that is a blessing. Are you getting my point? Like that one, the one we read from Numbers chapter 6, the people had to be sons of the covenant. Do you get the point? And the same manner, under this new dispensation, under the new covenant, there is just one thing that is the blessing. And that thing, let me just give you the simple word, is called righteousness. The blessing that God gives people is called what? Righteousness. Let's read the scripture, all right? It will make it very clear. The book of Galatians chapter 3. Put that thing in mind. When I say, be it unto you according to your faith, what Jesus was saying is that, look, there are belief patterns in life. There are things your mind's mind is set upon. If you have it, each one of them has something tied to it. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you touch the hem of his garment, you will be made whole. You know what happens? Because it carries the anointing. Do you follow my point? You will touch the hem of the garment and you'll be made whole. If you believe that you touch the hem of Herod's garment and be made whole, you will touch the head of hem of Herod's garment, you'll be made sick. I mean, if it's to you according to your faith, did he have not bragged to Micaiah that lock him up, let me go to battle and be back? He believed he would be back. Did he come back? No, answer me, did he come back? No. Why? Because the true faith has said he's going to Ramoth Gilead and he's going to die there. And Ahab said, watch it. I believe I'm going to go to Ramoth Gilead. I believe I'm going to come back. And it was to him according to his faith. Why? Because he disobeyed the true word of God. That was his faith. Disobedience to the word of God. It was to him according to that disobedience. He dies there. You get the point? He dies there. In life, it's very important. In fact, I like the way Paul said, don't let anybody deny you of your reward by making you believe wrong doctrines. Ahab was so sure he would come back. Did he come back? He didn't come back. It's important we believe the right things. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. And listen, I was like, Yinka and I were discussing. As anybody wants to be deceived, feel free. No, yes. If you really, 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 really want to know the truth is flying around these days. Yes, it is. If you want to be, if you have been deceived in this 21st century, you love deception. Actually, the reason is because, see, truth, like I was saying on Saturday, it puts a lot of responsibility upon you. It does. I went to preach somewhere, I shared with you here some time ago. And I was explaining that there are keys of life. I told them what my friend Larry said. That breakthrough a lot of times is needed when you have lost the keys. That nobody breaks the door of his house to enter, except he has lost the key. When I finished, a young man walked up to me and said, sir, those keys, can you just quickly drop two of them for me, especially in the area of prosperity? I said, no problem. Number one key is called patience. Number two key is called diligence. You must be ready to wait. You must understand. There's another key of understanding times and seasons. There is a time to sit down. I was telling Yinka today as we were speaking. No, there were some books I ordered for a friend of mine. So plenty of books we were just discussing. Huh? I said, yeah. That I don't spoil you. That I'm not like I used to be. I'm praying that God should reinstate me. Why? I said, Yinka, all these books, I will go through them. That is like this, one after the other. Because there's some books I bought from him some time ago. One of them I've not read. I said, this is not happening. I said, when I finished youth service that time, 93, something moved me to Lagos, Divine Ordinance, walking through different methods. Lagos was where doctors were finding jobs anyhow. I didn't find one. But you know what? For a long time, for months, I remember in 8 months, I listened to Bishop David Oyedepo Ilung for over 500 hours. I'm not counting Kenneth Hagin, Miles Monroe, Derek. I'm not counting, just him alone. I listened. I knew that God closed the doors of every employment to me because the day I told him that I needed to get something, the very next day, not 1 week after, the following day, one of my senior friends from university, Augustine Uto, came to my house and said, they need a doctor so and so place. I was telling Yinka today, I said, Yinka, do you know that most of the things I teach today, I'm telling you, that was end of, I finished my service end of 93. This is 93 into 94. That job, I got it in July 94. Stopped it sometime in 95. Started my residency 1st and 2nd of January 96. And then 95, sorry. They overlapped for a while. The day my friend Chuk saw me, we came for a convention in Benin, the one I go every year that you guys know about. As I came down from the bike that took me to the convention center from the gate of the university, as I came down, he said, Black, that's what he calls me. I hear you're the only jobless doctor in Nigeria. That was how he greeted me as I was coming down from the bike. He said, hey, Black, I hear you're the only jobless doctor in Nigeria. I can never forget that comment. I have some very jovial friends. Listen, my brethren, if you are sitting down here today to listen to this guy talk, it is because that season happened. Are you getting my point? It's because that season happened. I still have books I wrote shortly after that. I can show you some of them. Hardcover. I only used to write things that I understood from not reading anybody else. That is, I was just meditating and the Holy Spirit breathed understanding into me. I will write it down. I filled a big hardcover 80-leaf notebook. I have it at home. I have it till today. I said, I'm going to put some of those things into what I call Instructions in Righteousness, Volume 2. Some of those teachings. It was because that season happened. I told that young man wanted the keys. These are the keys. He was disappointed. He was disappointed. That's how people make merchandise of people's souls. I could give him Kingdom World Ministry account number. I said, go and sow a dangerous seed inside there. And you know what he will do? He will sow a dangerous seed. Except that it will be to him according to his faith. What do I mean? Doesn't work, so he gets nothing. I hope you are following what I'm saying. People love to be deceived. I said, she opened somewhere. Why? Where? Galatians 3. You must labor to enter into a certain place so that when the blessing is comfort, it's yours. All right. I was saying that blessing, the real blessing, the singular blessing, that's the blessing of God, is a blessing of righteousness. Galatians chapter 3. Let me read from verse 6. It said, even so, Abraham. Oh, okay, let me just start from verse 5. He said, does he then who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Even so, Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. He was quoting from Genesis. Therefore, be sure that it's not those who are of... He said, therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. Notice that. Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. And the scripture, verse 8, for seeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preach the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations shall be blessed in you. And notice that. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. You notice that? Abraham believed God, and he became what? A righteous man. And those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. That is, they also believe God, and God gives to them what? Righteousness. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. Now, righteousness now attracts every other thing to it. That's why I said the blessing of God makes rich. So, we tell you, mark the righteous man, his seed will be mighty upon the earth. It is because of righteousness that might and increase is imparted into his seed. Are you getting my point? Listen, let me tell you in life, fight, struggle, do whatever you have to do to find yourself pleasing in God's sight all the time. You heard me say several times, it was, I want to have my children in America so that they can have, you know, a chance. As long as I don't disobey God, all the chances that children need, my children have them already. God forbid this will not happen. I won't die today, amen? But if I were to die now, it's even to their advantage. So I can't sin again, amen? Said, mark that righteous man. He walked with God and he was not, because God took him. Therefore, his seed will be mighty upon the earth. They don't need any. They don't need any passport. They don't need it. They want the passport of heaven. Is all they need. If they wake up one day, decide, say, I'm going to Yugoslavia. One day, the president of Yugoslavia will be coming to their house to ask questions. That is, they will be so powerful. They will be so powerful. I mean, I like the story of Sunday Adelaide. I love that man's story. That Bill Clinton said democracy survived in Ukraine because of him. It's a testimony. In fact, I like the picture of that. You see the picture on the cover of his book, Church Shift. You see a mass of white heads and one Negro standing in the center. That is the pastor. People fought and persecuted him, but the Spirit of God kept him standing. The righteous one, one of the blessings, he said that even though he falls, he will not fall headlong. That is, he won't fall in such a manner so as to be injured and die. But the Lord will raise him up again. It's a blessing of righteousness. Listen, the thing that God gives is that thing, righteousness. Every other thing is attached to it. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he discovered the magnetic power of
pulling in every other thing that you can ever, ever wish for in life. Added to righteousness. That's what he said. The blessing of God is the blessing of righteousness. Who do I want to bless today? Quickly, open to Psalm 1. Whatever we get to today, we'll get there. And who are those who are righteous? Of course, like we read, is those who are of faith. The righteous people are those who have totally committed their lives to God through his son, Jesus Christ. They are the people who are forsaking their past ways and who have held on to God by faith. The faith of his son, Jesus Christ. That is what righteousness is. And when those people are blessed, listen to me. You know, sometimes I go to churches, I the word of God does not lie. So you see a pastor stand and be declaring blessings. Some people think it's because they came on 1st of January. That is why the blessing will be their portion. You know, God said, look, I show myself crafty to the man who thinks he gets sense. I've been in church before. You sit down in church, 11:30, boys, babes, they go walk out, come up from Premier Garden, sneak into church, because by 12 o'clock, it will be 1st of January. As you are singing, they are there, singing with you. As they are worshiping, they are looking at you, they don't get the point. Then the pastor will begin to bless. This coming year is a year of breakthrough, amen. This year, favor will come upon you, amen. This year, prosperity, and Happy New Year! Boys will sneak out after that back into Premier Club. They continue the frolicking, the partying. Like the Bible said, they rose to play, to eat and drink and rose up to play. They continue their playing. Ungodly playing that makes Moses command the execution of men. And they think that because 1st of January met them inside church, they are blessed. Because the pastor said, everyone present here today, everyone means every one of the sons of Israel present here today. Does it mean every joker and clown, mocker of God present here today? I hope you're getting my point. Listen, God is like DSTV. You know what I'm saying? The signals, it's a satellite television. The signals are broadcasting. It can cover the whole earth with signal. If you don't have the decoder and the correct smart card with your subscription paid, it won't enter. The picture won't enter into your television. So when you are there, the pastor is blessing. Hey, he shall be well. God said, I told you, he shall be well with the righteous. That's what the Bible says. So when you hear, he shall be well. If you like, shout the amen. From now to tomorrow, if you have not paid your subscription, which is faith in Christ Jesus, which is repentance and continuing in the work of God. That's the subscription. The subscription is not money. People go around preaching that you sacrifice, you bring cash. Money is not sacrifice. Are you stupid? Money is not sacrifice. Sacrifice in the blood, in the Bible is blood. It's blood, not money. And you want to sacrifice, it's called repentance for the forgiveness of sin. John the Baptist came preaching a gospel of baptism. How did he say it again? Preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That's sacrifice. If you have not paid your subscription, do you understand my point? By this kind of baptism of repentance and walking in the ways of God, no matter the signals coming up, down from the satellite, you don't go see the photo. And except you see the kingdom of God, you can't enter. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, the signal is coming. Pastor is shouting, he shall be well. He says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Please, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Am I confusing you or just exciting myself? I was supposed to read somewhere, right? Psalm 1. He said, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. You know, I just realized the progression here. I've never noticed it like this before. The man first starts walking with people he's not supposed to walk with. Then he presses pause where you're not supposed to press pause. Then once you stop there, you now finally find you comfortable to sit down.
You know, my wife and I were discussing today. I was correcting her about some things, you know, just discussing. And I said, this is not important. I said, anyway, wait, you almost understand something. They are meant to tend to sleep. That's the normal way. You sleep away from something that is good. You start sleeping bit by bit. So you first walk in the council of the wicked. That's how you're going to stand in their path. Next thing they find you, see, so sit down now. Is that hanging out with people? You know, I always said that men who start womanizing, they didn't plan to. They started by drinking and being sitting in joints with guys who womanize. After 6 years, depending, some 1 year, some 3 years, some 8 years, eventually the spirit will enter. The only way to prevent is to stop walking in the council. Then you will not be able to stand and then find yourself sitting comfortably. Anyway, that's just by the way. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Let me stop here first. We'll come down to what it will be like in a short while. I just brought these things up, all right, to show us that, one, a blessed person is who we are talking about. He must have the blessing in him. And this is how our blessing comes. I said, the blessing of God is righteousness. And herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So by our faith in Christ Jesus, which is demonstrated, this is very important. You know, I used to say something, let me just quickly say this. I'm not explaining the word demonstrated. You know, everybody goes to church. You understand my point? This is Nigeria. There's an epidemic of church going, especially in southern Nigeria. In fact, you know, when you come out on Sunday morning, when you go to the Pentecostal churches, you see so many people. You now think that, all the Catholics, church, all the Catholic churches are empty. Na lie. When you now go and Father Mbaka shows up, as you are finishing that, just enter one Anglican cathedral. You say, where are all these people from? I'll tell you, everybody goes to church. And if you realize there were a few millions in this city, the churches are not even enough to contain us. So church going and Christianity are not the same thing. They are not. They are not. I'm not making an issue here, all right? So I want to talk about the faith. I said I was going to tell you something. I've told you before that people say that, how did God speak to you about the wife you will marry? I said, well, the officiating priest said, I pronounce you man and wife. And it was the voice of God. They wanted to hear that I was praying and then the heavens opened. Heaven did not open in one day. I've been climbing into heaven for a long time by the word of God. Are you getting my point? I said, I had things which the Holy Spirit had helped me to understand. Number one was that the person must. Now, this is what I'm going to. He was saying, must be a Christian. I said, no, I didn't pray, must be a Christian. Because, I mean, should I pray that one? I said, but must demonstrate that by the love that she has for the word of God. That's what I'm talking about. So, saying righteousness, we're not just talking about, say, I go to church too. Is that my son? It's not just that I went to church. No, but that's why I want to pray. Actually, something led me to want to pray this prayer today. Let me give it to you straight. You know, we meet here on Saturdays. Do you understand that? Yes. Most people who come here go to church on Sundays. And that's one of the reasons why I like that Saturday evening meeting. It's not convenient. It's between God, me, and the Holy Spirit. We connived and conspired to make, and then this is top floor. We connived and conspired to make sure that you won't come except you love the word that is being taught. It's not easy. That is a conspiracy between Father, Son being Banky now, and the anointing inside him who conspired, because narrow is the staircase that leads to top floor. Number one ancient avenue. So one day I thought to myself, this was about something last week. I said, no. Listen to me. That if anyone will take time out to pay that kind of attention to the word of God, hear ye the word of the Lord. The Bible says that person will be blessed in all that he does.
You get what I'm saying? Listen, everybody can go to church on Sunday. Doesn't impress me. No. Because it's a habit. In fact, it's harder to stay at home on a Sunday morning. Yeah, it's more difficult. Your landlord could kick you out. And you're a wicked soul. So, when we're talking about his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's what I'm saying. You know, I've seen people several times, you're talking with people, they say, "Ah, oh, Pastor Frank, I was so, maybe I go somewhere to go and preach. I was so blessed by that message today." And they were talking, "Hey, where can, you know, is there any way I can come and hear?" You know, they want to see whether you get shush where you don't start. I said, "No, I only teach at night on Saturdays." They said, "Ah, Saturday night. Oh, I did do wedding. I do decoration. Saturday night. Ah, I get choir practice. Saturday night. Ah, that's when we, my family, that's when we go and see my grandfather." It doesn't concern me. Did I come to beg you? Yeah, you can't ask me questions. When I hear this, it always makes me laugh. One day, a young man came and said, "Sir, I went to preach somewhere." He said, "We've not been hearing your radio again." I said, "Are you in Enugu here? Or you're coming from Abakiliki or Oka? Or maybe you're worried. Enugu here. And you have not been hearing me on radio." If the boy knew what was inside my mind, I wanted to slap his face. "You're in Enugu here? You have not been hearing me on radio. You don't know the radio to number 1 HM Avenue. If it is so important that you hear me, why don't you just come up there?" I'm talking about his delight is in the law of the Lord. It's not just that I go to church. No. It's that when I go to church, you know, I told you before that there are different kinds of prayers. There's prayer of faith, which is the one that God answers. But there are prayers of habit, prayers of jealousy. I forgot to add that one. There are prayers of idleness, prayer of desperation, prayers of imitation. In the same manner, there's going to church for different reasons. Some people go to church, they just join security. Why? They don't want to sit inside. They want to just work for the Lord. Just, you know, there are ushers that they are ushers so that they won't have to listen. I heard an usher, a chief usher somewhere, some time ago, whispering to his friend. Say, "Now, you know, say I'll be chief usher now. So I don't have to sit down there. I can move up and down, have excuse to move up and down." I said, "Very good." I go home and brag, "My name is Dikimbanki, the chief usher of El Shaddai, God Almighty, Incorporated International Churches, Headquarter Parish." No, but when a man loves God and it's reflected, that's what I was saying. When I was praying my prayer about the wife, I said, "No, my wife must love the word of God. She must. That's my own. I mean, because you can be anything. You can be bad. You can be rude. You can be, if you love God's word, you will become something that the world has never seen before. That was why God preferred Jacob to Esau. You can call Jacob any name, but that the blessing of God was important to him, you couldn't take that from him. But Esau's in life, as far as God is concerned, they never go far. They know it. They know how to do it. They are good. They are righteous. They are holy. They've been perfect all their lives. All their lives, they've never done anything wrong. But Jacob is not like that. But because his delight is in the law of the Lord, God can make Jacob into anything. That's what I'm saying. I hope you know what I'm saying. Now, when a man is like that, the Bible says he's a blessed man. That's what I'm saying. The blessing is inside there. When you are prophesying blessing, those are the people that the blessing is catching. Now, I hope you know, I've talked plenty already. So, you know, I'm not just, it's not just, you know, just come, you know, there are people that, they just want to come and hear, "Amen. God said, this year shall not be another ordinary year for you. Amen. It shall be an extraordinary year. Amen." That's what I just want to hear. Those prophecies, are they good? Yes. Do they work? They do. But they are being broadcast, like we said, like satellite signals. In one, you can go to a church, there are 100,000 people. Those who have bought the decoder, they are not up to 1,000. Those who have the correct smart card, maybe 500.
Amongst them, only 25 have paid their subscription. So as the broadcast is coming, everybody is shouting amen, but few people are seeing the picture. Are you getting my point? Now what I'm explaining are the people who have their decoders, their smart cards, and their subscription is up to date. Alright? And those are the people that God calls the righteous people who love the word of God. And they are the ones I want to bless this evening. I hope you've gotten my point. I said, I hope you've gotten my point.
Yes, sir.
Those are the people who trust. In fact, I like the way David said it. Quickly, let's read that one again. It's a very good one. I'll read two just for completeness. Let's read Psalm 40 and then Jeremiah 17 to describe the blessed people. Let's first read that Psalm 40. In verse 4. He said, how blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. That's just the one I need. He said, this is a man who is blessed. The one who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. This is how Jeremiah said it in verse 17, in chapter 17. I'm sure this one we all know very well. In verse 7 it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. Let's leave verse 8 for a moment. I'll come back to verse 8 in a moment. So the people who are blessed, when you are bringing forth those blessings, are those who totally, that word trust, same as faith, who have put, those who have put their faith, alright, in the Lord. They are the ones that are blessed. Therefore, if you are here this evening and you know you are blessed, say amen.
Amen.
Now, you know what I'm talking about. I don't mean you desire blessing. No. I'm not saying that you are praying that one day me too will get blessing. No. I mean that you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and you love his word and you have departed in your heart away from those who lapse into falsehood. But your trust totally is in the Lord. That's what makes you a blessed person. If you're like that this evening, say amen. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Just, I wanted to just do something. I just feel, no, David said, search me, O Lord. Just pray. Say, Lord, do, is that, I like the way, is it Ronkin that said it, or Domwen? I have made you too small in my eyes. Okay, one of those, Hosanna music. I think it's Martin Instrom, one of those people. Yes. Just in your heart, say, Lord, where have I departed from trusting in you? You don't have to feel terribly bad. Just acknowledge. You say, Lord, here I departed. My mind went away. My heart strayed. It strayed. Because when it strays, it's hindering my blessing. Say, Lord, I reconcile myself to you again totally. Forgive me for taking my eyes away. You know, my wife was saying the other day when I finished preaching on, I think, the power of the Spirit. We were talking about witnessing for Christ. So since that time, she has not been the same again. She began to look back at many times when Christians would gather and say, hey, this man is sick. Oh, this woman is sick. Oh, this brother is sick. They would gather and talk, and say, okay, good night now. Nobody remember. And say, let us join hands and pray. We need to repent of that. Election is coming. We talk. Nobody remembers to pray. When she finished telling me that, I said, you know, that's what the Bible says when God was speaking in Psalm 50. God said, you have given me a lot of offerings. I'm not complaining. You come to church a lot. I'm not complaining. So one thing I don't see is what they call the sacrifice of thanksgiving. He said, you make a vow. You call upon me in the time of trouble. I answer you. So when you come with an offering, he was telling them, it becomes a sacrifice of thanksgiving. That is what I'm saying is that you have not turned to me so that I may help you. You have called every uncle that you know. You have called everybody. You have called people to call people, to call people that may know somebody. He said, no, those are places in which your trust has moved away from the Lord. He said, Lord, wherever my mind has gone to places like that, restore me this evening. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Just ask, just pray like that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can we rise to our feet? Now let's get into the business. I hope you've gotten the point I've made so far. All right, so we are broadcasting You have your decoder, if you have it, say amen. You have your smart card, if you have it, say amen. If your subscription is up to date, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, you're going to do something for me, all right? I know Pentecostals is part of us. We love to scatter. You know, I've said it before. It's a Pentecostal way of praying. Don't worry. It's not more righteous than the Orthodox way of praying. Pentecostals love to scatter. What I mean, you know, when you are raised up in something. It's not evil, just not perfectly right. So now, let's begin to pray for the nation. All of us will scatter. Thank God, in our plastic chairs that are not tied to the ground. We'll kick it around. Hey, God, go to Nigeria, Nigeria, Nigeria. Each person, in fact, God must have a powerful computer decoding all our prayer requests, compressing into a single file. The proper thing to do, actually, just by the way, the proper thing to do is that somebody prays, the rest of us will say amen. That is how communal prayer is supposed to be. So you hear in the Bible that they raised their voices and said, actually, one man will stand up and begin to say, and the rest of the people will be saying what? Amen. All right? That's just by the way. So you're going to do something for me today. I'm going to offer a prayer, all right, for you. You're up to date, amen? Subscription-wise. You are, say, I'm a blessed man or blessed woman.
I'm a blessed man.
If you're a woman, say, I'm a blessed woman. Whichever one. If you're a man, say, I'm a blessed man. Just tap your chest with boldness. Say, I'm blessed because in Jesus Christ I have been forgiven. You say, I'm blessed because I'm of the faith of Abraham. Say, I've been justified by faith. Therefore, I am blessed. Just raise one hand and just thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you because I am blessed. Just give God thanks. Give God thanks. It's very important. All right. Now, I was saying something. What you are going to do is that as I pronounce the blessing of God, all right? So that just to drive the point in, this is how you answer me. You say, amen. Then you make a statement of it. Let me give an example. If I say, you are blessed in all that you do, you say, amen. Indeed, I am blessed in all that I do. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's very simple. Whatever I say, God will be with you in your going out and your coming in. You will say, amen. Indeed, the Lord will be with me in my going out and in my coming in. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's very simple, all right? It is very simple. It's not difficult. Let's try it, all right? Let's try. Let me start from Psalm 1. That would be a very nice one to use to start it. Because that's where blessed people, that's where they are described, all right? We already know the people who are blessed, don't we? Yeah, we do. We know those who are blessed. If you're a blessed man, the blessed woman, again, say amen.
Amen.
Now, therefore, I declare to you, because you are blessed, all right, that you will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. Say amen. Amen. Indeed, I am like a tree planted. Very good. You got it. All right. The Lord is good. Let's do that again. He said, you are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, you got it. Let's do it one more time. God will be with you in all that you do in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you already. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, let's go on. This Bible says that because you give attention to his word and you don't walk in the counsel of the wicked, because you don't sit in the path of sinners, you have given attention to this word of truth. Hear the word of the Lord. You will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. In all that you do, you will prosper. God's favor will be upon you all the days of your life.
Amen.
You will not know lack in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's favor will open doors that men said were closed for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So where you failed before, you will not fail anymore. Listen, the steps of a man, of a righteous man, the Bible says, are established by the Lord. And he said, when he falls, he shall not be hauled headlong. Listen to me, even though you stumble, you shall not be critically injured.
Amen. Indeed, even though I fall, I shall not be critically injured.
Listen, as a businessman, even though you lose money, listen, in the name of Jesus Christ, because you love the word of God, you will not be wiped out.
Amen.
You know, David said, I've been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread. Listen, you will not be forsaken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, your descendants will never lack in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, in this country, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. In this country, I will be a blessing.
Now, listen to me. Please, just put up your two hands. I just feel so strong about this. Financial prosperity is your portion in Jesus' name. God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Indeed, God has made all sufficiency available for me.
Listen, God's grace will be abundant towards you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Indeed, God's grace is abundant upon me in the name of Jesus.
You will have more than you need in the name of Jesus. Listen, you will have so much more. You will be a blessing and you'll be giving out to other people. That is God's plan for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, there was a time you did not have a job. Then you had a small job. Now hear the word of the Lord. You are a blessed man. Therefore, you will give out jobs in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, because you have attended to the word of God, you will never be small in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, if Nigeria wanted to collapse, just miss the opportunity. Because now you have to manifest. Listen to me, in this country, God will lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Everywhere you go, listen, it's not because of you, it's because your light has come. It is not because of you, it is because your light has come. So I declare to you, if you walk into a business, that business just prospered. It's not your own. No. Listen, from now, everywhere you walk, you will be outstanding in the name of Jesus. Listen, I pray about, sometimes I kneel down. I say, Lord, men, women, they have attended to your word. You know, Simon said, let thy servant depart in peace, that my eyes are seen the salvation of the Lord. That is, when a man is longing and praying and preaching about something, his heart desires to see it. So I said, God, for these people I preach to, I will see them prosper. Therefore, here, listen to me, in the name of Jesus, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Listen, hear this. If you love the word of God, say amen.
Amen.
Listen, a time will come shortly. Your regular offering for preaching the word of God is 1 million naira. That is, I mean on a monthly basis. I don't mean like, you gotta, look, listen, there are stages in life. There's a stage in which you will put 1 naira together, 2 naira to make up to 1,000 naira so as to use to preach the gospel. A time will come that it's like, sorry, I did not remember. Is it today? Okay, please give them this check for me. I'll see them when I come back next week. And you don't even know you have given anything. That is your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, indeed, that is my portion.
Indeed, that is my portion.
Say, we are bound.
Listen,
say God, say it. Say, Lord, I am not covetous.
Lord, I am not covetous.
I am not asking because I want to eat plenty.
I am not asking because I want to eat plenty.
But because I must manifest your glory.
But because I must manifest your glory.
Say, my light has come.
My light has come.
Therefore, I will arise and I will shine.
Therefore, I will arise and I will shine.
Say, my light has come.
My light has come.
Therefore, I will arise and I will shine.
Therefore, I will arise and I will shine.
Say, I am a blessing that God has made.
I am a blessing that God has made.
Let me tell you something. Quick, listen to this. You are not going to die. Say it, indeed, I am not dying now. You will live long in the name of Jesus. If they plant 1,000 bombs, you know what? It's in the Bible that bombs will be planted. See, that's why 1,000 can fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Listen to me. None will come near you. Listen, say God preserves his beloved that none of their bones are broken. Listen, you will be totally preserved in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Indeed, I am totally preserved.
If you like, you know, the most dangerous road now in Nigeria is about Port Harcourt Express. Listen, if you find yourself there at 2 a.m., do not be afraid. Because the angel of the Lord is around you and is delivering you. That is your portion in Jesus' name. Listen, listen to me. God will preserve your life. Said the righteous man falls seven times, but the Lord raises him up. If you have fallen before, it's not a big deal. Listen, God will continually raise you up. Listen, you will marry the wife that you love. I didn't hear the amen. And for those who have married, you will love the wife that you have married.
Amen.
You will marry the husband that you love. I've not heard the
amen.
Then those who have married, you will God will pour the spirit of, oh God. You know, in the last 1 week, every time I see my wife, my belly will just be sweet. Sometimes I'll look at her and say, come here. If not those, they said they give person love portion. I have chopped this love portion and my belly is full. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will see your children.
Amen.
You will have all the children that your heart desires. Listen, you know, your children are blessed. Did I hear an
amen?
Even though they have not born yet, they are blessed. Listen, God will not let any Jaguda child come into your home. No troublemaking child is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, this is what I do. When my wife delivers, I carry those children and I bless them. You know, I go to church to do dedication because it's Christian society. The real blessing, I am the prophet. I am the prophet. Before that child was conceived, God put a blessing. So being the priest in that house, I now pronounce the blessing. No matter how my child misbehaves or wrongly behaves, I can't change the words. Because what's carrying them is not their genes. What's carrying them is not their natural abilities. It is the blessing of God that's making them rich. Listen, your children, they are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. David so pleased God that even when Solomon sinned, God didn't know what to do. The children of David, they anoint God. God said, "Why not from my servant David?" He said, "Okay, I'm removing them from a throne." He said, "But I must preserve a throne because of my servant David." Listen to me. You are a blessed man. You are a blessed woman.
Amen.
Your children are sanctified because of your faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now I prophesy upon them that they have no choice but to obey God.
Amen.
And they will prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And they will be outstanding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And they will be healthy in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. They
and they will live long in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hear you, church. This is the portion of the one who loves God and loves his word, who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I declare that these blessings, they are yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. Indeed, these blessings, they are yours in the name of Jesus Christ. You will live, listen to me. Ah, another one. Old age is not a sickness. It's not a disease. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So as you age, listen to me, Caleb's testimony will be your portion. At the age of 40, Caleb was a warrior. At the age of 80, he was still a warrior. He looked at Joshua and said, Moses promised me this mountain. That was 40 years ago. In fact, I don't believe it's 40 years. I feel just as strong now as I did 40 years ago. So give me the command. Let me go and take that mountain. You won't become forgetful with age.
Amen. Indeed, I won't become forgetful
with age. Your brain will not shrink with age.
Amen. Indeed, my brain will not shrink with age.
Your bones will not become weak with age.
Amen. Indeed, my bones will not become weak with age.
Oh, please receive this. You will not even wrinkle with age.
Amen. Indeed, I will not wrinkle with age.
Bible says it clearly, mark that righteous man. He is old, but he's still full of sap. He does not wither. That is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, people of God. That's what Jesus died for. To bring heaven down to earth again. So that what is bringing you, keeping you alive, is the word of God, not human wisdom, not natural strength. That word gives is medicine to their whole flesh. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, every sickness is cursed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Every sickness is cursed in the name of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed.
Amen. Indeed,
listen, you know, if you learn too much medicine, you have too much problems. Because there are too many explanations for difficult problems. It's gene. It's this. But Paul said, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life. You know, I told you the blessing is righteousness, right? He said the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. Hear me, your body is receiving life now because of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Indeed, my body is receiving life because of righteousness.
Health is your portion.
Amen.
Prosperity is your portion. Long life is your portion. In all that you do, you will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. I feel like talking about that prosperity again. Maybe because it's Africa. And Africa has been very poor for a long time. It has nothing to do with natural resources. The land that the cursed people were living on was flowing with milk and honey. Yet a curse was upon them and God came and drove them out of it. You know, because of that, you know, poverty has been a problem. But hear me. Because of your faith, do you hear what I said? Because you are blessed. Listen, poverty is not your problem anymore in Jesus' name. Listen, the path of the just is like the light of dawn. You are getting more understanding by the day in Jesus' name. Because he said the path of the just, that is, it gets brighter, it gets clearer. Listen, the ideas that will launch you into abundant and eternal prosperity, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Indeed, I receive the idea that will launch me into abundance and prosperity.
Poverty is dead.
Amen. Indeed, poverty is dead.
Prosperity has taken you over. Listen, let me pray one dangerous prayer for you. From now on, you will lack the ability to think small. Let me tell you, let me give you a prophetic word. From now, when you go out, your friends start telling you are crazy. I'm telling you. Your friends will start telling you that something is wrong with you. Why? Because you are going to start saying things that they cannot imagine is coming from this your mouth. Don't be angry. Don't be afraid. Just know one thing, everything that you conceive and you so declare, it will happen in this your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Indeed, everything that you conceive and declare, you will see it in the name of Jesus Christ.
The world has about 700 and something billionaires. More than 2/3 of them, or maybe 3/4 of them, are in one country, United States. Africa probably can boast of like 4 or so. I'm not sure of the number. Thank God Dangote at least is one of them. I look to my left there and to my right, everybody here. In this my lifetime, from amongst the people I'm seeing, billionaires will be counted. I'm told you, look, kingdom thing is not about now I'm not a big man. That's the African man's prosperity. No problem. Since I'm not a big man. No. It's just that, listen, you will wake up in the morning and realize that 1 million people are eating because you're alive. That is, the reason why you don't want to die is because you know they must eat. Listen, some of you here will be preachers or are preachers. Some are not. But amongst people standing here, there are those who will cross their legs as they are flipping from one channel to the other, watching one preaching, watching one educational program. They will know that only I am paying 1 billion naira per annum to keep all these people on air.
Amen.
Listen, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, go to the book of the Lord and read. None of these prophecies, none of these words shall fail. Neither will lack its fulfillment or have the proper accompanying partner. He said, because once the mouth of God has declared, his spirit goes out and gathers it. He said, I call a bird of prey from the east and the man of my purpose from a distant country. What am I saying? Once you believe this word, God's spirit goes out and it starts moving events and resources to make sure they come to pass in your life. And listen, you will not die until you experience this thing and live for decades in them, and your children will be born into them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Oh my God, I pray you get what I'm saying. Jesus said, be careful how you listen. What he was saying is that, you see, there are different ways to labor in life. That those who have labored the connection, a man came to me once, I was praying. He said, what's been happening? Nothing's working. I said, what do you mean? He said, I help politicians and then they forget me. May they continue to forget you. Why should they remember you? You are not laboring the correct place. You are laboring trying to help politicians. You know how Christians labor? They labor with the word of God. They use the word of God to change their thought patterns. They use the word of God to change the way they reason, what they think about, what they say, what they are expecting. Once they put in that label, God is committed to bring forth results in their life. He said, look, bless them. That's why I have come today. So that I can release manifestations into their lives. I feel so strongly that now some people are about to break into something bigger than they ever imagined. And God has kept them where they were till now because they need to be fed and built up with the word. Now the word inside them is full. They're about to explode. He now said, Banky, listen, tell them the word. Then I will be able to bless them. Listen. Greatness is about to be released in your path. In the name of Jesus. Say, greatness is my portion. Declare that I'm stepping into greatness. I'm stepping into abundance. I'm stepping into influence. Take one step forward. You know, just take a step forward. Say, I am stepping into breakthrough. I'm stepping into increase. Listen, God said, that you have attended to my word. Now I am attending to your business. That word that you have drunk of, that you have inhaled, that you have imbibed, does not return void until it produces. Therefore, listen, you will experience the production of that word in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's quickly close. We'll do one thing. Everybody be quiet. Just think. You would express production. Now, take one area. Just think about it. Where you first want to see that result. There are different things. There's marriage. There's childbearing. There's money. No. You want to improve your grades in school. Yes. Maybe first year, second year, you've not done very well. You're in halfway through third year. You have just this semester and then the last year in school to jump your grades up from the back place where it was. Now, God says you are walking into intelligence. You are walking into retentive memory. You are walking into understanding. You are walking into confounding your lecturer with your wisdom. That's what you are walking into. Some people say, no, I must have children in the next 9 months. Some say, yes, this year coming, I must be married. Some says, no, my business has been at one level. No, it must go to another level. Yes, I've spent the last 18 months, 2 years, studying the word of God. I'm about to walk into greatness in my business. I'm about to walk into a great job. I'm not talking about just plenty of money. I'm talking about areas of influence. Just think of it. Some say, yes, I have eaten the word. I feel the time has come. I am about to become my own pastor. This is Pastor Banky. We have come to listen to him. Me, I'm going to be Pastor Emeka. I'm going to be Pastor Fred. I'm going to be Pastor Hilda. I'm going to be Pastor anything. I'm going to be something. I'm about to walk into that ministry. Because the word has been walking. You've been eating it. The time has come for somebody, some people here, to step into the release, abundant release. And I've come this evening as a priest. And I declare, the Lord bless you and keep you. I declare that the Lord is blessing you right now and increasing you.
Amen.
I declare that his face, oh God, his hand, he said the eye of the Lord runs to and fro. He has located resources that you need and is opening the door to connect you with that right now. Listen, you because you have attended to his word. He said no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel. But he puts it on the lampstand. The God that gave you understanding, that gave you hope. Oh, the God that gave you the determination to wait. He has built your lampstand. And now he's placing you upon it.
Amen.
Your light is about to shine for the whole world to see.
Amen.
You have endured the times of smallness. John the Baptist did not do any mighty work. But everything that he said concerning Jesus Christ came to pass. Just like he said it. And all those who were baptized by John the Baptist, they stepped into God's abundance. They stepped into his breakthrough when Jesus came. You have been baptized by John. By the understanding of this word. The day of Jesus Christ has come in your life. And you're about to explode. Explode in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Increase in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From now on, I need money for rent. I need money for this. I need money for that. Will never cross your mind.
Amen.
What you will be discussing is that how do we get $3.5 billion to secure this project? Listen to me. Bankers will come to you and beg you with money at low interest.
Amen.
Listen, they will say, hey, wait. They, okay, look, we have $500 million. Do you want? No. Forget 20%. That's for the poor people. Rich men like you is only 9% we're asking for. Listen, they will call you. A time will come, you will employ somebody to be answering your phone calls because of harassment. From bankers, oh, from bankers, from bankers, from bankers, from bankers. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm not talking about from people begging you for money. I'm saying from those who want to lend you money. Listen, God will cause all grace to flow towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. You will abound unto every good work in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you have served God by his word. This my God never fails. He said, those that hopefully wait for him, they will not be put to shame. Father, we give you thanks. Just raise your hand and give the Lord thanks. Let's go home.